Okay, here is the recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph. Starts the Gemara on the very top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says his name. Rabbi Yossi Minan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispal. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shenemar Bahavi Yossim El Har Kadshiva Simachtim Beveis Tefilah Si. Right, he says, I'm going to bring you to my holy mountain and I'm going to make you rejoice in the house of my Tefilah. Tefilah Sam Lo Nemar El Tefilah Si. It says my tefillah, not their tefillah, meaning Hashem is also davening. Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispal. This is where we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu davens. So my matzli, what prayer does a Kadosh Baruch Hu actually say? So Amrav Zutra Bar Tovi Amrav Rav. So they say the following tefillah: Yehi Ratzon Mila Fanai. It should be my will. Sheyich Beshu Rachamai Es Kaasai. That my mercy should overcome my anger. V'yagolu rachamai al midosai. That my mercy rolls over my other attributes. V'esnahegim banai. V'midas rachamim. V'akonis lahem lefnim mishur sadin. I should treat my children with the midah of mercy. And I should enter into them with the idea that I'm going to go beyond the letter of the law. Lefnim mishur sadin. And this leads to a very famous comment of the Gemara. It was a song when I was a kid. I don't think anybody knows it anymore. But it is a good song. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. So we have a brisa that's Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Elisha. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was the famous Rabbi Yishmael from the story of the Haruge Malchus. Pamachas nichnasi lahakdir ketores lifnai v'lifnim. One time I went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the ketores on Yom Kippur. V'ra'isi akasriel ko Hashem tzva'al kos. I saw Kasriel, this high-level malach, the keser of Hashem. And Shehu Yoshev al Kisei Rav Min Yisrael. It was a vision of this. It was as close to a vision of a Kodesh Baruch Hu sitting on the Kisei HaKavod as you can get. V'amar li, so what did he say to me? Yishmal bani barachaini. Yishmal, my son, give me a bracha. V'amar ti lo, I said to him, Yiratzan delfanecha sheich mashu rachmechas. Kaskav yagolu rachmecha midosecha. V'sisnahegim banecha v'minas harachmech sikanes lahem lifnim mishura sadin. So he said that exact tefillah that Hashem says about himself. That was the bracha that Rabbi Yishmael gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should always have mercy and he should always go lifnim mishur sadin with Klal Yisrael, etc. V'ne'eni li b'rosho, and he nodded his head, meaning he was masking that it was a good bracha. So my kamashmala, what do we learn from this story? It's an interesting story, but what do we learn from it? Shalote berchas hedyot kala be'inecha, that the bracha of even a simple individual should not be light in your eyes. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a great man, but he was a man. He was not certainly on the level to be giving brachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'd like a bracha from you. So too, even if a person who you consider to be beneath you gives you a bracha, you should take it and take it seriously. How do we know you're not supposed to try to appease somebody while he's in the throes of his anger? When Hashem was upset about the Chedah Egel, so he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to leave me alone, basically. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me alone at this point. My fate, I'm going to leave. Right, so what is it? I'm going to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, hamtin li ad sheyad rupanim shel zan v'aniach l'cha. Right, I'm going to wait till I calm down from my anger, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity. Right, so Frek de Gemara, wait a second, Hashem is not a person. He doesn't have emotions in that classic sense that he's going to get angry. What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? In, yes, the Tanya. V'keil za'am, zoim b'chol yom. Right, so it says in Tehillim that Hashem gets angry every day. Right, v'kama zamo, how angry, how long does he get angry for? Rega, just for a moment. V'kama rega, so how long is this moment? Echad mechameshes ribo v'shmonas alafim v'shmona meos v'shmona v'shmona v'shah. So it's a very tiny percentage of an hour, right? So basically it's 1 out of 58,888 of an hour. So I don't know, you can do the math, figure out it's less than a second, significantly less than a second. Vizui rega, that's what a rega is. No other person can try to figure out exactly when that is except for Bilam Harasha. How do we know that Bilam knew? Dichsiv, because it says by Bilam, Dichsiv Bey, it says regarding Bilam, V'yodeya Das Elyon. Bilam knows what Hashem is thinking. He knows the Das of the One on High. Yes, the Gemara. Hashda Das Behemtolo Have Yada Das Elyon Have Yada. How can the Pasuk be right? He didn't even know what his own donkey was thinking until Hashem allowed the donkey to speak to him. And yet, he knows what Hashem is thinking. So no, Ela Malame. So that's why we learn from it. He knew one thing that Hashem was, quote unquote, thinking. He knew how to figure out the moment that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry. And this is what the Navi Micha says to the Jewish people. Ami, my nation. Zachor na ma yotz balak melech moa v'gomer. Think of, right? Think of or remember what Balak and Bilam tried to do to you. Meaning, and then it continues in the pasuk over there. Laman das tzidkos Hashem. To realize that you should know how righteous Hashem truly is. Meaning, realize how well Hashem takes care of you based on what could have happened. Amar lema kodesh baruch l'Yisrael. What was Hashem saying to the people? To ukam tzidkos asisi machem shelo ka'asti bimei Bilam arasha. Right? I didn't get angry in all of the days of Bilam that he was trying to curse you. He says had I gotten angry during that time, there would not have even been an ember remaining from the enemies of the Jews, which really a nice way of saying there wouldn't have been nothing left of the Jews. This is why Bilam said to Balak when he couldn't successfully curse the Jews, Ma ekov lo kabo kel, ma ezam lo za'am Hashem. How can I curse what Hashem is not cursed? How can I get angry at what Hashem is not angry? Hashem didn't even get angry all of those days that he was trying to curse them. Vekama za'amo, rega, vekama rega. How long's a rega? Amar abavin v'teimer rabbi avina, rega kimemri. Like we said before, how do we even know that Hashem gets angry for a moment? Right, those who say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Kesabayis L'David, this is a pasuk there, right? A rega in his anger, right, is connected an entire lifetime of his positive will. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry a tiny bit, but his positive energy that he gives in our direction is so much more, right, thousands of times more than that. Fine. We have another place, right? Chabi kimat rega ad yavor chaki. Actually, not chabi, I don't think. Maybe it's chabi, yeah, sorry. Chabi kimat rega ad yavor zam. Right, again, wait for a rega until the anger passes. When is this time that Hashem gets angry? During the first 3 hours. Ki chiyurta karbala tarnagol, the kolo, mekoi echad kara, right? So he says, basically, within the first 3 hours, you see that the light hits the red spot on a rooster a little bit, and it stands on one foot. So that's how you can tell when that time is. Gemara says, it does that all the time, right? Kol shaita v'shaita nami koi kochi. It stands like that all the time. What are you talking about? No, kol shaita ispa shuraiki sumke, but hu shaita lispa shuraiki sumke. He says you can tell the difference in terms of the redness, that there is no, the red veins sort of go out of focus and you don't see them as much. Okay, so now we go with a little bit of a story concerning this type of thing that Hashem gets angry. Hahu tziduki dehava b'shem v'usei der b'yishub ben Levi. There was a certain sadachi who lived in the neighborhood of Shimon Levi, I become Tsar Le Tuve Bekra. He used to just yelp, took him at him to try to make him feel bad that they weren't following the Torah Shebuchsav properly. So he was really bothering him. Yom Achad Shukl Tarnagola. So he had enough. Shimon Levi had enough, and he took a Tarnagol, but Ukme Bin Kare, the Arse, he held it, he put it next to his bed legs, and Va'ayin Ba, and he was staring at it. Why? Savar Kimata Ha, he Shaita Alatye. I'm going to curse this Tzeduki when the time comes that Hashem is angry. Kimata, he shaita naim. He dozed off for that exact second. When that time came, he fell asleep. Amalei, so he said, Amar shmamina, lav orachar lemevet hachi. I see from this the fact that I fell asleep. Apparently, it was not something that normally happened to Rabbi Shimon Levi, and somehow he fell asleep. He says, I see from here that this was not derech eretz that I tried to do this. Barachma v'kol ma'asav ksiv. It says Hashem is merciful on all of his creations. Uksiv gam enosh letzadikim lo. Tov. I'll also punish the tzaddikim in a way that's not right or not good. Tana mishmei de Rabbi Meir. B'shosha achama zorachat b'chol malchi mizrach omar manichim kisreim b'rosheim m'shtach b'machama miyad koes ha-kadosh baruch hu. At the time when the sun rises in the east and all of the different kings put their crowns on and they go bow down to the sun. They do the little sun salutation for the yoga fans out there. So they... that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That's the time. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tova Mardus Achas Belibo Shel Adam Yossi Mikama Malkios. Right? It's better, a slight rebellion, regret in the in the heart of a man is better than getting punished many times or getting malchus many times. Why? Shenemar, the rodfa at. Well, let me get the exact passage. Veridfa es me ahaveha. Right, so it says there, Vagomer, right? Lo Sasego Sama Vikashim Lo Tsava Amar Elchavashuva Elishia Rishon Kitob Lo Az Me Ata. Basically, the Pasuk in Hosea was talking about of going back to your original husband, Kitob Lo Az Me Ata, meaning it's talking about when the Jews went away to worship Avodah Zarah, so they wanted to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had regret, and that regret was better than any and all the punishments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given the Jews. Reish Lagash Amar Yosem Imeya Malkios, even better than a 100 Malkish, and Emer Tachas Geara, the Maven Mehakos Ksil Mea, right? So it's better to have one protest to a person, like to regret or to protest against what a person who's a Maven really understands what's going on, better to protest and regret what he did once than to hit a fool 100 times. So fools need to wait for the beatdown in order to do tshuva, but a smart man, he regrets his actions. From Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Yossi, Shloshah Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasan Lo Bikesh. Well, three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave it to him. Bikesh Yitishra Shechina Al Yisrael. He asked him that the Shechina should shine upon the Jews. V'Nasan Lo, and Hashem gave it to him. Shenemar Halo Belecht Chayimanu. You're going to walk with us. I mean, Hashem's going to go with us. Bikesh Shelo Tishra Shechina Al Ovdei Kochavim. He didn't want the Shechina to shine upon the people who worship Avodah Zarah. And us alone, Hashem gave it to him, as it says, "V'neflinu ani v'amecha." Right? Bikesh Dracha Shel Hakadosh Lodiya Dracha Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nas alone. And he wanted to understand the ways of Hashem, and he gave them Shenemar Hodiyinu Asterachecha. Amalafan Rabbanu Shalom. So what did he want to understand that he didn't understand before? Mipna Yesh Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovlo Tzadik V'Ralo Yesh Rasha V'Tovlo Rasha V'Ralo. Why do bad things happen to good people? In other words, now it's not just why do bad things happen to good people. It's why do bad things happen to good people and good things happen to good people. Why do bad things happen to bad people and good things happen to bad people? There doesn't seem to be a system. Meaning, if only bad things happen to good people, so you would say that's the system. I don't have to like it, but Lemaisa, at least it makes sense. Here, it doesn't seem to make any sense. So Amar Lo Moshe Tzadik V'Tov Lo Tzadik Men Tzadik Tzadik V'Ralo Tzadik Men Rush. Russia, Vitovlo, Russia, Ben Sadik, Russia, Varalo, Russia, Ben Russia. So, what he's saying to him is, it also depends what the person's lineage is. It's not just about this individual. It could have to do with a previous life, it could have to do with the life of the parents. So, there are too many factors that are going into it, essentially, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. A Tzadik Ben Russia might have some residual negativity associated with his Russia father, and therefore he needs to have a difficult life. So it's very hard for us to be able to make this call. Amar Mar, we said before, Tzadik Vitovo, Tzadik Ben Tzadik Viral, Tzadik Ben Russia. Ain't is this so? Vaksi Poked Avonavos Abonim, it says, I will remember the sons of the father on the children in Uksiv, and it says, Bonim Lo Yum Su Alavos, your sons will not die because of the sins of the father. Meaning, so which one is it? I do or I don't take out the sins of the father on the kid. Veraminon Kroy Adadi. So we ask this theory in the Pesukim Shanina, we give it Teretz, Lokasha, Adshe Oksen Maisa Vaseb Yedem, Hakashen Oksen Maisa Vaseb Yedem. So the normal answer is, if the kid acts like the father, then we carry over the father's punishment to the kid as well. But if he acts like a tzaddik, we don't. So how could you say Tzaddik Ben Russia has a bad life? He's being punished for his father's actions, even though he doesn't follow in his father's ways. This is what Hashem really said to Moshe. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik gomer. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik she'eno gomer. Russia v'tovlo, Russia she'eno gomer. Russia v'lalo, Russia gomer. No, he says, if the tzadik is having bad things happen, it's because he's not a full-on tzadik to the extent that he needs some punishment in this world, and therefore he's getting it right now. Same thing with the Russia. The Russia is also getting some of his reward in this world. He's not a Russia gomer. He's done some nice things in his whole life, and therefore he's getting the good here and now. Fine. Moving right along. Upliga de Rabbi Meir. This is a machlokus against Rabbi Meir. Dam Rabbi Meir, shtayim nasnu lo v'achas lo nasnu lo. Rabbi Meir says the third request, Hashem did not answer him. Shenemar v'chanosi esasherachon. Right? And says Hashem says, I will favor those who I feel like favoring. Meaning, I'm not going to tell you my ways. I do what I want. And obviously, there's a reason, but it's not something that I'm going to tell you. Ava b'sheino hagun. Right? Even though you don't view it as proper. And Hashem says, I'm going to take mercy. I'm going to take mercy. Even though you don't see it proper. What did Hashem say to Moshe? You can't possibly see my face. Meaning that was his way of saying, you'll never fully understand my ways. You can see my back. You can understand me in retrospect, perhaps. This is how some of the Farshim explain it. But not my face. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Kach Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lavosh Kishe Ratzisi Lo Ratzisa Achshav Shata Rotze Eini Rotze. I wanted to show you my face, you didn't want to see it. Now that you want to see it, I'm not interested in your showing it to you. Upliga de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonason. This is against Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the name of Rabbi Yonason. Number Shmuel bar Nachmeni, I'm Rabbi Yonason. B'schar Sholosh Zacha L'Sholosh, right? Because Moshe did three things, he was Zocha to three good things. Now, we still haven't said when was the time that Hashem wanted to show it to him. We're going to say it now. B'schar Vayistor Moshe Panav. Moshe, when he saw the burning bush, he hid his face. Oh, Hashem said, I wanted to show you all my glory over there, and you hid your face from me. So now I'm going to hide my face from you. So, but this is arguing against Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, the name of Rav Yonason, who says, no, this is a very good thing. Because Moshe hid his face, Zacha L'Klaster Panav. He was Zocha that the fact that his face glowed. B'schar Ki Yarei Zacha L'Vayiru. Right, because he was afraid to look at the bush, Moshe was zocha to people being afraid to look at him. Migeshes Salav, they were afraid to approach him. V'schar mehabit zocha l'tmunas Hashem yabit. Right, and because he was afraid to, I messed that up. I said vayiru migeshes Salav. They were afraid to approach him. Right, b'schar mehabit. He was afraid to gaze at the sneh zocha l'utmunas Hashem yabit. He was zocha to see the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. And then the pasuk continues, you're going to see my back. I'm Rav Chana Bar Bizna, I'm Rav Shmuel Shimon Chassid, Malam Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. He showed him the back knot of his Tfilin Shel Rosh. Right? Whatever that means. I'm Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yossi called Dibor V'Dibor Sheyatzim B'Yah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tova Afilu Atanai Lo Chazer Bo. Anytime Hashem says he's going to do something good, even if he says it on condition and the condition is not met, he does not retract. He still does the good thing. Minolon, mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We know this from Moshe Rabbeinu. What is it? They shenemar heref mi meni vash mi dem. Leave me alone and I'll destroy them. It's after the Jews worship the eagle. He said, "Leave me alone and I'll destroy the Jews." So ve'esoscha legoy otzon, and I'm going to make you in turn into a great nation, into a powerful nation. Afagav deba Moshe rachmi Allah de milsa ubatla. Even though Moshe davened and he was mevatel the decree, afilo hachi ukma bizar. Hashem still upheld his end of the deal with Moshe's children. Shenemar b'nei Moshe Gershon v'Eliezer v'yu b'nei Eliezer rachvei arot. Right, so it goes. It shows b'nei rachavia rabu l'mala. There were so many of his great grandchildren that they were too many to count. It was a tremendous number of great grandchildren Moshe Rabbeinu had. The Tani Rabbi Yosef l'mala mishishim riba. There were more than 600,000 great grandchildren, or down the line from Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the number of Jews that Hashem said, "I'm going to replace with you." Asya Rabbi Rabbi. How do we know that it's so much? Because of Gzeir Shav, Ksiv Acha Rabu Lamalo, Ksiv Hasam of Nei Yisrael, Paro Vayish Truva Yirbu. So we have that Gzeir Shav of Rav. Okay, let's hold here.